The trial of officials connected with the now-defunct Norfolk Savings and Loan Corporation continued yesterday in Richmond. The company president, Leon Hall, and two attorneys are on trial on charges of mail fraud and with trying to keep secret the firm's insolvency. Yesterday, a longtime employee said that one of her bosses, Frank Warren, would sign customers' names to loan notes. Warren and another company official, A. Page Ware, have already pleaded guilty to federal charges in connection with the case. The corporation was declared bankrupt January 2nd of 1973. About 3,500 investors lost their money with the collapse of the organization, which had no federal deposit insurance. Well, drug arrests continue in Virginia Beach. And more on that story now from Tom Wilborn of WKLX.
Virginia Beach police have arrested 10 of 25 persons indicted by a grand jury on drug charges. The panel handed down 29 indictments Monday for alleged sale of narcotics. Police began the roundup Monday night and are continuing with arrest. This is Tom Wilborn in Virginia Beach.
The Virginia Electric and Power Company says it will move ahead with its construction projects at the Surrey Nuclear Power Plant. VEPCO officials testified yesterday before the Atomic Energy Commission Safety and Licensing Board, which is hearing VEPCO's application for a license to operate the units at Surrey. The billion-dollar project was jeopardized, according to VEPCO, before the utility received the rate increase from the State Corporation Commission. Well, at least one Virginia congressman says he cannot support President Ford's announced income surcharge plan. Newsnet's Ray Carey reports.
7th District Congressman J. Kenneth Robinson said yesterday he would not be able to vote for President Ford's announced income surcharge plan. The Republican congressman made the remark at a rally in Hanover County. The rally was staged as part of Robinson's reelection campaign. Concerning the surcharge, the fiscally conservative Robinson said the surcharge bears down on the moderate income families, which he said make up the backbone of the nation. This is Ray Carey reporting.
The Appalachian Power Company is having trouble convincing the State Corporation Commission that utility is in need of an emergency rate hike. Yesterday, the SEC indicated it may hold a full review hearing early in 1975 on the increase request. APCO says it needs some $35 million in an increase right away, but an attorney for the SEC says he cannot find evidence of any emergency situation. Two teenage boys and two men are being held on charges of robbing a 7-Eleven store and shooting a county sheriff's deputy in Roanoke County yesterday. The deputy was shot in the foot, suffering minor injuries when four robbery suspects crashed through a police roadblock. Firing shots as they sped away, the four suspects were arrested eventually. Hours later, they were charged with robbing the 7-Eleven store of an estimated $200 and maliciously wounding the deputy. Police say all four are from Baltimore. Virginia Attorney General Andrew Miller says the state must draw up a plan to combat organized crime, with a part of that plan being a reinstatement of the death penalty. Miller, speaking before a seminar the State Crime Commission yesterday, said, quote, if organized crime is to know that Virginia means to crush it, the death penalty must be restored. This has been State News on the Virginia Network, a cooperative effort of Virginia's finer radio stations. NewsNet is produced by Ray Carey. This is Wells Bunyer reporting.